T-Mobile.
Cannabis is better if you plant it. You might
I get you in jail, though. See you later, Dave. I sent you an email a while ago. Good morning, Jerry. Good afternoon by about 1 minute and 26 seconds here. I'm headed out outside here pretty quick. Just want to say hi. In 0TR.
Good afternoon. Good talking to you. M4DJC Friday. Yeah, Tom, I gotta head back out here a little bit. I went out early this morning. It wasn't too bad, but have not been outside since about 9, maybe 8:30. Yeah, probably about 9 o'clock, I guess. And it looks like it's warmed up. We don't have any. We got a little bit of cloud cover, but not much.
It's horrible outside, and the air quality just stinks. I got 83 degrees. The dew point's, I think, 68 or something like that. Yeah. No, 68% out there. And it's just unbelievable, Jerry. I come in, I went out and fed the chickens and watered them. And Bernice has been working out there since, probably 10 o'clock. And she's just headed for the showers. Barometer's 29.63, so I guess it could rain any time. 3 mile an hour from the northwest, peaking to 9. So, wow, when I went to get the paper about 9 o'clock, it was just horrid outside, and it's much worse now, I can tell you that.
Not very long this morning. I just ran into Chick-fil-A to pick up an order. But I know it's going to be bad this afternoon. Probably, I can already tell it's not good because my eyes are a little blurry when the humidity changes. Even though it's air conditioned inside, if I go outside for any length of time, the humidity is real high. It messes up my eyesight for a little while, or it seems like it does anyway. I have have more trouble when the humidity is high than when it's dry. But anyway, I don't really be going outside. Of course, I'm not going to spend much time outside today. But I know later on today I'll probably have to get out again for a little while, but not looking forward to it. Probably gonna, I imagine it's going to rain sometime today, but it doesn't look like it so far.
Wouldn't be surprised. We got 2800s yesterday evening late, and the storm just skirted Lake Robinson down the west side, so it missed us mostly. But it was a nice little shower. That's about an hour and a half of watering the lawn, I've figured out by watching how much goes in my rain gauge when I put the sprinkler out. But I haven't had to do that in several weeks, so that's good. But this is going to be drier and nicer tomorrow, and the temperature's still going to be hot, but the air's going to be less humid. I don't know for how long, Jerry. But at any rate, I better head out there and I have a little motion sensor light on the garden, and if there's any wabbits out there, like Porky Pig says, I'll get rid of them. But I haven't seen but one this year, and he was flying supersonic speed across the backyard, and the tomatoes are big enough now. I don't think they do a lot of harm to them. I see there's a ladybug crawling up my plasma TV screen over here, hoping don't lay eggs. I'm down in the basement. Anyways, Jerry, I'll let you go. You have a wonderful day. Maybe I'll catch you later this afternoon. In 4DJC and 0TR will be clear.
Get overheated at that time. Watch out for those hornworms on those tomatoes, too. They love those things. I hadn't seen any around here in a long time, but I know they're still out there somewhere. We used to have to pick them off years ago. They're nasty-looking things, too, on top of that. Hope you have a good afternoon. Good talking to you. It's 0TR in 4DJC, clear.
Forecast. It's hot. It's just dang hot. K4 BWA. ND7J, K4 BWA.
Yes, I am. I'm just pulling out to go to the post office box.
on down here. It's about 88 degrees, and it's about, feels like 210% humidity.
My mountain weather, 73 degrees and a nice breeze.
Deal if you can get it. Well, I'm just about to get this thing put together, boss.
Yep, when are you going to get it up in the air?
Well, what the clouds do.
But current tower, is that the plan?
Yeah, and it shouldn't be any problem. Just drop the tower down and anchor it up. Put the feed line on and run it back up.
Rotatable dipole above it, and there you go. You don't even need to put a second tower up. Put it all up on the first tower, run hard line to your new shack, and put a switch to go from one shack to the other.
Easy. Makes much too much sense, Bob. You know that.
Spend on a tower to set it all up for, you know, what you're wanting to do. But, hey, if you want to do it, might as well do it.
Yep, yep. All right, well, I'm getting back at it, Bubba. You have fun today. Enjoy yourself. Paying for BWA, I'm for you.
Yeah, I'm just going to work some 6 meters here when I get back. That's about it.
Wave, W4NGU. He was playing with it a little bit earlier.
Put the 6 meter antenna up.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, maybe we'll listen for him. We'll see.
Roger. Well, listen, I got to jump off of here. It's starting to sprinkle on me now. Spot me every inch of the way. Let this cloud pass over. 73's KN4VWA. I'm clear after you final. Bye.
See you later, ND7J Mobile.